Welcome to the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we help you make healthy living and being a Proverbs 31 woman feel oh so effortless. And today I have an announcement call. Yeah, I'm so excited. So today I'm introducing a new flow for the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we will touch on the health, wealth, and stealth method of motherhood hacking. Don't know what that means? I got you, sis. So the health segments will continue to focus on nutritional health education and building healthy families, but now we're adding a little wealth and stealth to it. The wealth portion is where we focus on little nuggets of wisdom that I've learned from amazing leadership and other women as they join the podcast. We'll share what they've learned from just wisdom of amazing women in our lives that will help us to build our spiritual wealth bank. That's where the wealth comes in. And then as far as stealth goes, this segment is about finding time for you, honey. As mothers, most of the time we have to take the little stolen moments to have some peace. And we're going to share our favorite tips and tricks right here on this show. So let's get started right now. Today for the health segment, we're going to focus on fall favorites. I don't know about you, but I have a not so secret love for pumpkin spice lattes around time this year. I don't know why. Like, let's just be real. It's just spices that we could use year round. Anyway, sometimes it's easy to fall into the little trick of something sweet here or a little something sweet there because Babylon sells it everywhere and cheaply. Father help us. But what this leads to is a trip down to Flu Sick and Tired Lane where the children are bugging you while you're trying to rest and then vomit on you because they caught the flu bug too. Ew. What you can do to avoid the fall gifts of sickness coming to your door? Let me help you, girl. Make sure that you are filling your body with plenty of fluids, fruits and vegetables, and of course our season favorites, which is vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, and fantastic phytonutrients, which you could get from the fruits and vegetables and herbs that feed your body and keep you well and allow you space to eat a little, just a little sweets from time to time. And let me give you a quick mommy hack. Try to reserve the sugary sweets and treats for times when your children won't be around a bunch of other children at school for at least 4 hours. So, for example, if you're a part of a tribe, you're part of an assembly, and they're around the same children all the time, they tend to have the same cooties because they're around each other all the time. But when they go to school, there are thousands of other children, maybe hundreds, but still, there's a lot of other children that they don't interact with. So there's new cooties being introduced, which, yes, build their immune system, but also have wisdom. And so if you're giving them a 4-hour break between sugary treats, which suppresses their immune system, and being introduced to other children, you're giving them more of a fighting chance. Also, when you're giving them those sweets, make sure that you're minimizing how much, because the more sugar you put in your system, the more it suppresses and the longer that it suppresses your immune system. This will help regulate how much sugar is in their body, which I've already mentioned, so that your children are not catching any cooties when they finally do go out to play or hang out with other children. And of course, it doesn't hurt to get some fire cider or elixir in their bodies. Shout out to Gebera Chava with her wonderful gifts from the Shamayim that boost immune system and flu be gone at your doorstep, okay? Her business is Aruka Chaim. You can find them at arukachaim.com. That's arukachaim.com. Nope, this is not a paid advertiser. I just love her stuff. It keeps the cooties away and my family swears by it, sis. Please invest in yourself, invest in your babies. You will be thankful for it. This leads me into the wealth segment of the episode where I share a wealth of wisdom from the queen mothers who poured into the daughters of the nation as amazing Titus II women that they are. Tonamayot! Okay, one of the best information that became an aha moment in my life is that you, we the mothers, set the tone of our homes. Our attitude, stress, happiness, sorrow, it all sets the atmosphere of our houses. So what kind of atmosphere are you building? While you're thinking about it, I'm gonna have a little self-reflection time and hopefully this helps bring everything home, okay? When a few of the mothers, when we were challenged to write down descriptive affirmations of how we want the tone of our homes to feel like, One of my affirmations were, I can smell the sweet, savory perfume of shalom, joy, and order throughout the house. Yeah, I know. I can do better with the descriptors. I know. But I wasn't writing for poem or lyrics, sis. I was just wanting to feel the affirmations upon my lips and give Alua the kabod. That's glory if you don't know that word. When it manifested in our house. Okay? So don't clown me too hard, okay? Now, I will admit, at first, Hasatan was testing. But I stood on the instruction and read out these affirmations daily, out loud. And what Abba showed me was that the faithfulness, honor, and obedience to remain consistent paid off. As always, I noticed the shifts in me, in how I disciplined the children, in the correction that came as Yahuwah was showing me where I was tripping and acting crazy, and in how I approached and to nurture our babies to ensure that their love languages were met. I'm not saying I got this perfect, sis, by any means. There are still moments where Abba's still showing me like, okay, daughter, you can do a little better here. And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it. Ouch, that hurt. Hallelujah. I'm going to do better. But what I will say is when I look at the house now, from when we started this challenge a few months ago, man, when I say this house feels like shalom, joy, and order, baby, it is so sweet and savory in this house. You would think it's caramel cheddar popcorn from Chicago. If you're wondering, it's delicious. Yes, it sounds weird. Okay, just try it once. Anyway, why am I sharing you this testimony? Well, for one, it's a testimony, so hallelujah, we're supposed to share, and it's very recent. But two, sometimes the way to change is by assessing yourself and taking that humble first step to see, where am I becoming the Proverbs 31 woman, and where am I shedding the old me? Where do I need to shift and submit to change the atmosphere in my home? When you take a moment to stop, assess, and submit, you will see fruit that will bring you and your family greater shalom. And this leads perfectly into the stealth portion of this episode. I want to give you practical tips before we get off this wonderful, wonderful episode to bring more peace, that shalom, and to bring more mommy time into your life. Let me get my meditation voice on. I want you to breathe. Stop and take a moment right now and breathe. Where is your breath? Is it in your problems? Is it in your worries and your sorrow? Think about it like this. Every moment, cast your cares on Yahuwah and know that you're doing an amazing job as a mother. You are more than a strong black woman. You are a warrior. You are a Hebrew lioness that is delicate and feminine and free to feel vulnerable without judgment. I want to challenge you, sis, to walk in that. And remember to take time out of your day. Start with 5 minutes, but build up to 15 and 30 minutes and breathe. Then I want you to write down affirmations that reflect the woman that you were meant to be, the woman that you were created to be. I'm going to share a couple things to spark your creativity, sis. Here's one. I am a mouthpiece and battle axe for Yahuwah. I know and crave His word daily. Two. My mind is a strong fortress for Alua. I am submitted to Yahuwah and Yahusha. They have complete control of my being. Three, my discernment is high above the Shamayim, reaching beyond the clouds to Alua for instruction, and is trusted by leadership to be pure and true. These are three of mine, to be honest, and I read them every single day. But I want to spark your creativity. And I want you to start writing down three, just three, start with three, and then you can add to your list. And then read them out loud daily. Make the time beautiful. Get up 30 minutes earlier, get some tea, light a candle. Speak these affirmations before the house awakens, before the little feet pass. patter, pitter-patter around the house, and Legos go everywhere before your house gets trashed by all the children. Father, when the house is still clean and smelling amazing and not like teenage feet, take a moment and allow yourself to be immersed in the affirmations of who you were truly meant to be. And then throw in that some of the word, get some scriptures that back that up. You know, think of all the prophecies that were given to you. Back it up. Look at scriptures of how valuable you are. Back it up. When you're doing that, you are feeding your body. You're feeding your ruach, your spirit, with something that is amazing, something that affirms it. And it removes the lie of the enemy. If you do this, I promise, you will see a shift in your house and your home, yourself, in no time. Just make sure you reach out to me, sis, and share your testimony. I want to hear how I was moving in you to become the effortless mom you were designed to be. And for that, this is the end of the episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to hearing about you, your stories, your testimonies, all the amazing things. And so I love you all. I pray that Yahuwah baruch you abundantly. And with that, until the next episode, peace, shalom, and love to you.